Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Beautiful friend, welcome, welcome, welcome to 200th episode of Emotionally Healthy Legacy. It is crazy. I started this podcast 3 years ago, early February. 3 years ago, I released my first episode. And it's insane. It's been 3 years that I've done this podcast, showing up consistently. I did take a little break here and there when I had my baby, when we moved. And in the summertime, last summer, I took a month and a half off just to spend more time with my family. But I've been showing up here consistently. And if you've been around for a while, I just want to say thank you. I really, truly appreciate you. And can I ask you for a favor? If this podcast has served you or blessed you in some way, even if it was just one episode, and you've got some benefit from it, would you take just a minute, literally just a minute, and leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts? If you just click on my show and scroll down a little bit, it's going to get you to the section of leave a rating and a review. If you don't want to write a review, that's fine. Just leave a 5-star rating. If you want to write a review and just say something that you've gained from this podcast, something that was helpful for you, something that you learned, maybe your favorite episode, this is literally the best way that you can thank me for all the dedication and all the time and the energy and the commitment that I've put into this podcast. And I would really, really, truly appreciate it. So pause this episode. Please do that right now. It literally just takes a minute, if even less, if you just leave a rating. So I just want to say thank you. If you want to take it a step further, if you feel confident enough, I know I speak on a very touchy, vulnerable subject that very few moms are open enough to share about with others. But if you feel like it, you can also text my podcast to a friend and say, hey, I found this show. I found really helpful episodes here. I think you might find it helpful too. I know anger brings up a lot of shame in a lot of people, and they feel very uncomfortable talking about it. And maybe you're thinking, well, if I send her this podcast, she's going to know that I have anger issues or think or assume that, and you feel uncomfortable. So I understand that. I get it. And so if you feel comfortable enough, that would also bless me so much, because literally word of mouth is truly the best way people find new shows. Yes, sometimes moms just put anger management for moms in the search engine on Apple Podcasts or Google things. But in general, when someone finds a new show, it's typically because someone else in their life recommended it. And that's how I find new shows. I rarely just search for a topic. Typically, it's somebody that shared that podcast with me and I listened because it was a trusted friend that shared it with me. So if you feel called to that, I would truly appreciate it, like for real. In this episode, I want to share with you 5 lessons that I've learned in the last 5 years that really stood out to me in my life. Obviously, we learn lessons all the time, consistently in our lives, and we can either learn from them or ignore them and they will keep coming up. But these are 5 lessons that really, like in my personal life, in my marriage, in my relationships with kids, in my business, all of it together, and they're all mixed in there. So I will share that with you. I also want to tell you that I have this really great training in the show notes. If you scroll down and on In the next step section, there's number one over there, and it is watch the free training, or you can just go to endmomshame.com, and it is a five-step process breaking free from mom rage shame. So when you lost your cool with your kids, when you freaked out, when you screamed, when you were mean, when you were rude and unkind and aggressive with your children, and just were unpleasant, and you feel so guilty and remorseful for the actions that you took, and you just don't know how to break free from that, and the enemy is speaking lies to you that you're the worst mom in the world, you're not meant to be a mom, your kids are better off without you, this training is going to teach you what to do and how to break free from that and the steps that you need to take to overcome that guilt and shame that you experience after losing your cool. It is literally all the best stuff that I've learned I put together in that training for you. So I would highly, highly recommend for you to watch that. All right. So let's talk about the five lessons that I have learned in the last 5 years in my marriage, in my relationship with God, in my relationship with my kids, myself, and business. Okay, so step one is that business, an online business, starting your own online business, it is not an overnight thing. People talk about overnight success, and as I've learned and heard more stories and listened to other people's testimonials of people that have actually succeeded in business, it really takes 5 to 7 years for a business to really take off and start bringing in really good consistent revenue and just starting to see lots of fruit of your labor. And so business and having an online business, I thought it would happen way faster for me than it really did. And I'm still learning. It's a continual learning curve. You're constantly learning. It almost like never ends. You always have things to learn. It's the podcast and then the email and then the website and podcast pitching and all these things that I had to learn and the tech stuff. And I had to learn all these things on my own, and I've invested in some coaching programs, and some were good, some were not that great, and it was just a learning curve. And even now, I'm not where I want to be. I haven't reached the goals that I want to reach, but I know I'm headed in the right direction, and I know that God is using me to serve mamas, and He's using me for a purpose. But one of the things that I envisioned when I first started this was that within a year, I would be making a consistent income and just earn regular income, and that my husband didn't even have to work that much. And we could, you know, I could retire him, and we could work together from home and have this online business. And maybe that could still happen one day, but God definitely worked on my heart to realize that just because I said these big ambitions, that doesn't mean that God has the same plans for me. And so it does take a lot of consistency showing up, even when you feel discouraged and feel like it's not working and you feel like it's not doing anything. Keep showing up consistently, because after about 2 years in with my podcast, that's when I started to notice massive, massive, massive growth. And so it does take lots of effort and consistently. So if you ever plan on starting an online business, and I don't know if any of you are in my audience who might, just know that it is probably the biggest personal development and challenges that you will, emotional ups and downs you might experience in your life, and you're kind of choosing to do that. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. You have to remain consistent. Oh my gosh, I minimum 3 years, if not more, to start seeing some sort of breakthrough and revenue coming in. So just know that it's not easy. The back end stuff of me having this podcast and my coaching business, there's lots of tears shed and lots of emotions of up and down, feeling like I'm doing the right thing and then feeling like I'm failing and not getting anywhere and feeling confused and lost. There's just lots of ups and downs. So the lesson that I've learned from that is that business is not an overnight thing. Having success in your business, and I'm talking about like consistent revenue. That's what I'm referring to. It's not an overnight thing. So that is number one. Number two, lesson that I've learned in my life is that mindset, the thoughts that you think and choose to think, is one of the most powerful tools that I can master as a person, as a woman, as an individual, as a believer. Only I can learn how to manage my mindset. No one else can do that for me, because our thoughts directly affect what we feel, and our feelings directly affect the actions that we take. And that's why mastering mindset and mastering perspectives and able to recognize truth from a lie and redirect your thoughts to what is truthful and how you can biblically back that up is literally one of the best things that you can learn as a tool, because you get to pass that on to your kids. Because we will hear lies all the time. Your kids will be spoken lies over them by classmates and say mean and hurtful things to them. Well, if they believe that, that's going to affect the way that they show up, right? And so unless you learn how to do this yourself, how are you going to teach this to your kids? Because if you think negative thoughts about your husband, you're going to have negative feelings towards your husband. You're going to act in unpleasant ways. If you think he's lazy when he's on his phone and not helping out, that he's wasting time, that he is unhelpful, that he's a lazy slob, if those are the thoughts, you're going to have feelings of frustration, agitation, annoyance, and anger towards him. And how are you going to handle with your actions? You're going to be rude, disrespectful, unkind, and you'll have an unpleasant attitude versus being curious. I wonder what's going on for him. That he's just sitting on his couch and just scrolling on his phone. I wonder what's going on. And maybe he's just having a really hard day. Is there anything I can do to support him? And mastering those thoughts, because when you are curious, you're not resentful. When you're curious, you have more compassion and understanding. You're trying to understand the situation. You are not angry yet in that moment. And then your actions are different. You can come up to him and say, hey, I see that you're on your phone a lot tonight. Is everything okay? Is there anything I can do to help you right now? You will respond way differently. And so it affects your marriage. It affects your parenting. It affects the way that you show up for yourself, right? And so like mindset, if you, for example, like a silly thing, like I want to be a morning person. Well, if you go to bed every night and say, oh, I'm so tired. I don't have energy to get up tomorrow in the morning. This is so late. I'm not a morning person. Mornings are so hard. Well, how do you think you're going to feel in the morning when you wake up? What is going to be your first thought? Oh, I feel exhausted. I just can't get up. This is just too much. And I'm dreading the day versus like, I'm choosing to be a morning person. It is hard to get up early in the morning, and I'm choosing to do that because this is how it's serving my family best, and I show up as my best self. Like, so how are you going to feel in the morning if you choose your first thought to be like, I'm excited to face this day? Even if it's hard, I'm excited to face it. Like, how are you going to feel, and how are you going to respond? What actions are you going to take in that moment? So all this to say is that your mindset and the way that you choose to think and the thoughts you choose to believe directly affects the actions that you take. And you get to be responsible for that. You get to take action on that because no one's going to do the work for you. So number two was mindset is literally one of the most powerful tools that you can master about like in your relationships, in your relationship with God, what you think about God, right? Are you believing the lies from the enemy, or are you believing the truths about God from scripture? So like shifting your perspective and mindset, so powerful. Number three is positive changes in me radiate through the home. What that means is that if I'm feeling good and I am in a good place myself, it literally impacts everyone in my house. My emotional well-being as a mom is literally the best gift I can give my family. The work that I put into myself and spending time to regulate my emotions and learn to process my emotions in a healthy way and learn how to better myself, it is not a waste of time. It is so needed to literally better my whole family. How am I going to teach my children how to emotionally regulate and manage their anger and frustration and unpleasant feelings if I'm not doing it well? And I have to model that to my kids, which means I have to do that work on myself. So learning how to work on yourself and do these positive changes in your life with your habits, your mindset, and the things that you do to better yourself, to show up as a better mom for your children, as a better Christian, as a better wife, all of this affects the rest of the home. There's no way that you are going to change into a better version of yourself and work on yourself, and that is not going to impact your husband and your kids and your home and the atmosphere in your home. If you're working on yourself to be lighthearted and playful, intentional with your words, to be slow to anger and slow to speak, and to be adaptive as a mom. I'm saying these terms because these are the things I'm intentionally working on being as a mom and as a wife. How in the world is that not going to impact and influence your kids in a better way? Of course it is. 100,000% it's gonna. So work on yourself is not a waste of time. Working on your emotions is not a waste of time. Making these positive changes in your life will directly influence your family, your kids, and literally generations to come. Mama, I want to tell you that the work that you put in yourself, the time and the energy you put into learning about yourself and connecting with God and doing the inner work, it is not a waste of time. It is literally one of the best ways that you can truly invest into your family, because that radiates through the rest of the family. These are tools and skills you get to pass on to your children, and they get to pass on to their children. How many problems do people experience when they don't know how to deal with emotions? When people don't know how to deal with emotions and process them in a healthy way, they take it out on others. They numb them with poor habits, scrolling, drinking, shopping, just playing video games or doing drugs, or they just suppress it. And they, when you suppress it for a while, it comes out in negative ways and health problems or mental health struggles. So these are tools and skills you get to pass on to your kids. When you do the work, your kids don't have to. One of my clients said, she's like, I'm doing this work on myself for anger management so my kids don't have to do this. Because she was a child that grew up in a home where there was constant anger and yelling, and that affected her in a negative way, and she was passing that on to her kids unintentionally. So this is my reminder for you that the work that you do on yourself is important. It's hard work, but it's good work, and it is really, really needed. Number four, the lesson that I learned is that my family matters more than my business, more than sports, more than commitments, and a clean house. My family and my relationship with my kids and the time I spend with my family matters more. They matter more. When I think back of my childhood, I do not remember every single thing that my mom said and did to me. I don't. But what I can tell you is that I remember the atmosphere in our home, the overall emotional atmosphere in our home, how my home felt. That is what I can tell you. And I am really, truly grateful. God has really blessed me with an amazing mom. And when I think of my childhood, I remember the atmosphere of warmth, love, connection. And I knew that my mom cared. I remember that when I was a kid and I would come home from school, and my mom did work for herself. She had a cleaning business. And as I gotten a little bit older and my youngest sister went to school, my mom went back to work. And there were days where we would come home from school and she wasn't home yet. And I can tell you for a fact, I truly remember how my home felt when my mom wasn't home. There was this just different atmosphere in the home when you walk through the door and mom is home, and even if it was in the laundry room and I couldn't see her, I just felt that my mom was home. The warmth and the energy in our home just felt so welcoming and warm versus when I came home and my mom wasn't home at that time. And she came home like half an hour later, and it just felt like something was missing. And what I realized is that as a mom, I get to set that atmosphere in my home. If I want to be warm and welcoming and just a mom who is smiling, I want to enjoy being around my kids, and I want my kids to know that I enjoy spending time with them. So one of the things that I'm working on, this is one of the things I need to work on this year, It is to start enjoying cooking and baking. I personally do not enjoy cooking or baking. I really dread it. But I also realize that food is one of the biggest things that creates that warmth in a home. So if your kids come home from school and you have a fresh bread, I want to learn how to make sourdough. I don't know anything about sourdough, but I want to one of these days learn how to make it. But imagine like your kids come from school and then you have, or, you know, like in the middle of the day when they're home all day, you make a fresh loaf of bread and then you put some butter on it and some honey on it. And it's just like that atmosphere in the home is so warm and welcoming. Like, I want to do that. I want to do that. And so, yes, my business is important. And I am working right now behind the scenes. My daughter is napping. My boys are in school. I'm spending this hour and a half to work on my business. I really don't dedicate that much time to it. Maybe 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, I work on my business. The rest of the time, I don't. I dedicate that time to my family, and I'm really intentional with that. And that's a reason why my business isn't growing probably as fast as it could, because I'm not dedicating a ton of time to it, because I'm choosing that my family matters more. And God has sent me some friends my way. Both of them have actually been on my podcast, Sandy Cooper and Lisa Lazotte. Lisa is a decluttering coach for moms with ADHD, and she teaches systemizing and organizing and has an amazing membership, by the way, called Accountability Club. And this month, we're working on decluttering paper clutter in our home and organizing all that. By the way, I'm in her membership. It's amazing. It's great. I'll link it in the show notes. And Sandy Cooper, she helps overwhelmed, frazzled Christian moms. And both of them are older than me. And both of them would remind me when I would get discouraged with my business and things are not going the way that I want them to go and the efforts are not paying off, they would remind me that I'm still in a season with little kids and that my kids matter more. And Sandy, she is in her 50s. And one of the things that she said, she's like, one of the things I wish I knew as a younger mom is that I never regretted spending time with my kids and spending energy being with them. But I had many times where I spent time blogging and I regret that I spent time doing that instead of spending time with my kids. So one of the things that I learned is that my kids matter more. So if I'm working on something that quote unquote is important, recording podcast episode and my kids come to me, or something is just not working out the way I want it to go and my time is needed to be with my kids and dedicated to my kids instead of what I was hoping to get done. Literally reminding that to myself in that moment, literally saying that phrase to myself, my kids matter more than XYZ. My kids matter more than recording this podcast episode. I can literally skip a week of podcasting and I'll be fine. Or I can just release the episode the next day and it's going to be okay. My kids matter more. And so my family, my relationship with my kids matter more. One of the clients I'm working with right now, one of the things that she mentioned was that as a kid, her parents didn't ask her how she was doing. They didn't ask her, how was your day? How are you doing today? How are you feeling? And in order to do that, you got to spend time with your kids to do that, right? And so I am choosing to be really intentional with that with my kids, to connect with my kids, ask them about their day, go on family walks, give my kids a hug and rub their back and ask them how they're doing and connecting with them. What was the hardest part about your day? Like, my kids matter more than all those sports activities that they could be involved in, or all the commitments, or all the business adventures that I could be on and spending 8 hours a day working. My kids matter more. And I'm choosing my family and my kids, spending time with them and connecting with them and my husband over other things in my life. So that's lesson number 4 that I learned. Lesson number 5 is life is hard. And you get to pick your hard. What I mean by that is to be intentional in your marriage and to have good communication, you need to be intentional with that. And that is hard skill to learn. And having poor communication in your marriage and fighting all the time is also hard. Being intentional in your marriage and working on your marriage is hard. Going through a divorce is also hard, and being a single parent. Exercising and eating healthy is hard. It takes a lot of dedication and commitment. And being unhealthy and having low energy and having health problems and going to the doctors left and right because you have a lot of health issues is also hard. Pick your hard, right? Time with your kids and managing your time well is hard. It's hard. And feeling like a terrible mom and feeling guilty for losing your cool is also hard. Time to yourself, finding time for yourself and creating time for yourself is hard. Being burnt out and running an empty is also hard. So what I'm trying to say is you get to choose your hard. Life is hard. It just is. Pick your hard. Which hard are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the hard work of doing the uncomfortable work and working on yourself, breaking generational patterns and doing the uncomfortable thing of investing in yourself and doing the work behind the scenes and asking for help? Are you going to choose that hard, or are you going to choose the hard of dealing with shame and guilt and reactive and feeling like a terrible mom and watching your kids repeat these patterns that you're doing? Which hard are you going to choose? They're both hard. You get to pick your hard. If you want to have a peaceful home, you need to be intentional and put the effort into being intentional with that. It does not happen by accident. You can't just have the life that you envision or the mom that you want to be just by accident. You have to be intentional, and that is hard work. And being reactive and showing up in ways that you have remorse over is also hard. So my friend, pick your hard. It's hard both ways. You get to pick it. You get to choose. You get to decide. Okay, so the five things, the lessons that I've learned is, number one is specifically in regards to business, it's not an overnight thing. There's a lot of behind the scenes, and then personal development is probably having your own business. It just pushes you to do that really a lot. Number two, mindset is the most important thing that you can master because it literally affects everyday thoughts that you think, the feelings that you feel, and the actions that you take. Number three, when I make intentionally positive changes in my life, it radiates through the home. It is impossible for me to put in the work for myself and for that not to affect my family. Number four, my family matters more than my business, than sports, than commitments, than having a clean home. My family, my kids matter more than that. Okay. Number five is life is hard and you get to pick your hard. You get to choose. Are you going to dedicate and commit to doing the hard work, or are you going to deal with hard consequences? Choose your hard. So those are the things that I want to bring to you, that I want to share with you, the five lessons that I learned in 5 years. I hope this is really helpful actually for you. And before I close and let you go, I wanted to share with you an Amazon favorite. So I personally don't have this yet, but I will get one for myself. Yesterday, I was coaching a client, and one of the things that she mentioned is that part of her morning was really chaotic is because she lost her keys and she couldn't find them. And I told her, I'm like, do you know that they have these keychains that you put on the key and then you have a remote in a different part of the house and it has a specific color that matches on the remote and you can click on it and the keys are going to beep and you'll be able to find your keys? And she's like, what? I didn't know that was a thing. So it's a thing. It exists. It is called a key finder, and it's like a remote with like keychains that you put on your keys. And then if you lose your keys, you press the button on the remote and maybe you keep that remote where next to where the keys should be hanging. I don't know, but it is such a great thing, such a great tool. I link it in the show notes for you. I think you will find it super helpful if you tend to be the mom that loses her keys all the time. Yes, yes, I've done that too. I've actually lost my keys for days and had to even borrow my neighbor's car once for several days to drive my kids to school before we made new keys. And then, you know, little do you know, you found the original key right after that. You know, life. So that I'm going to link that for you in the show notes. So I would love for you to get one of those and save yourself some stress, like for real mama, for real friend. I will also link Lisa's Accountability Club. I would love for you to join. I actually have a couple women that were in that actually listened to my podcast as well. They are in Lisa's membership and I saw them on the Accountability Club when we had the call yesterday. I'm like, oh my gosh, I see you, two of the women there. So that was so fun. And if you want to get your life organized behind the scenes and your home is cluttered and overwhelming and everything feels chaotic, the physical environment, totally recommend. Only $20 a month. Like, Lisa, what you're doing is amazing and is super, super helpful. Just get your life together and behind the scenes, get it all organized. So I will link that in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for showing up, for being here literally, and just keeping me going, because if you weren't listening, I wouldn't be creating this podcast. And if you want to bless me and you want to thank me for this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple. You can even use your husband's phone if you don't have a phone, or a friend's phone, and just leave me a 5-star rating there. Or you can also share this podcast with somebody that you know that might benefit from it. My friend, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. I feel really blessed that you are here. And until next episode. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.